This weekend is Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December, the weekend beginning the second week of Advent. The monks of Pluskerdon Abbey sing the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. Each of the four Gospels portrays John the Baptist in a slightly different light. In Matthew, John is first and foremost the preacher of repentance. John preached at the Jordan for a reason. It was more than just a source of water for him to baptize. The River Jordan was the place that represented the border between the Jews' slavery in Egypt, their wandering aimlessly in the desert, and the Promised Land. By preaching his message there, John was inviting the Jews of his day to come out of the bondage of slavery, to leave their faults and wandering sinful lives behind, and enter into the Promised Land, enter into God's territory. He points us to a new Exodus and says clearly the path from the wilderness to the new Promised Land is conversion. John's appearance in the wilderness is also a reminder of God's gracious presence even in the desert, even when the people felt alone and helpless. In today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the proclamation of John the Baptist.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you hear the name John the Baptist? John appears in the wilderness. As well as describing the land near the southern part of the River Jordan, the word wilderness has rich biblical overtones. What does wilderness bring to mind? What are the wilderness places in my life, in my community, in the world? Do I believe that in these places of loneliness, or broken relationships, or failure, there is still room for grace? Through his preaching, John prepares the way for Jesus and his ministry. Listen to the reading again. Hear John pointing ahead to one who is coming, one who is mightier.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, We have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
Who has helped prepare the way for me to recognize the coming of the Lord, the moments of grace in my life? Speak to God now, and express whatever is in your heart as a response to God's love and care for you. O wisdom,
Lord and ruler,
root of Jesse,
key of David,
rising sun,
king of the nations,
Emmanuel,
come, Lord Jesus.